online, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's an interactive program. We've got an interactive website, freetalklive.com. Go there. You can link to blog posts or news stories, whatever it is that you want to link to. There's a lot of eyes hitting freetalklive.com, certainly more than your little Facebook page if you're putting news articles up there. Go to freetalklive.com. Link to your story. People can vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with theirs. It's one big interactive community at freetalklive.com. So, Ian, we were talking about civil disobedience. By the way, it's Mark.
And it's Ian. I'm out of jail.
And JJ.
And we were talking about civil disobedience here, and I do support civil disobedience. I think that civil disobedience done well is a good thing. I question as to whether or not it has been done well here in Keene, New Hampshire. Now, I can't...
There's been a lot of it done, so to just call it is not really fair, right?
I think maybe, maybe not. So
you believe all of the civil disobedience that has happened here has not been done well?
Let me make my statement before I answer that. I would say, to the answer to that question, that even if the civil disobedience that has been done well is sullied and tarnished by the civil disobedience that has been done poorly, I can't even critique as to why, which ones have been done well and which ones have been done poorly, because largely each individual act I see, I support them. Okay, I get it. It's fine by me. The individual acts I support. It's how it is perceived in the community. We had this gal, Erica, what was her last name, the author that was on?
Chenoweth,
that discussed the civil resistance.
Nonviolent.
Why civil resistance works. And her statement was that you had to get the public behind you. And the more I have been talking to people, because this is, you going to jail has really brought it up for me, talking to people about this, interacting in the community more than I normally do. And I just can't find people that support it. Now, I'm not saying that nobody does.
My specific one or anything?
In general.
Okay.
And basically the idea is that free staters are bad. Okay, and people don't know why, and they don't care. The meme has been created, and it is out there, and most folks don't seem to support it. And I would be now. They don't need to.
Yeah.
And so at this point, as far as I'm concerned, it's like whatever attempt has been made, and this place has been sullied, and the civil disobedience isn't going to work here. And I don't think you're going to have a heck of a time getting elected if somebody slaps that free stater label on you too.
Well, okay. As far as that's concerned, a lot of the sort of, I guess, ideas and what influence that I can have, I've been trying to get more strategic civil disobedience done, more civil disobedience that's thought out from the courtroom back and planning to win that court case and then to follow through with countersuits and suing the city and blah, blah, blah.
I think that would be a huge benefit to what goes on. If you had court cases where you're winning against the city, then people would say, oh, my goodness, maybe there's something being done wrong by the city.
Well, it's not
the onus upon them.
It's obviously something partially new for this area. We have talked about strategically doing stuff. It's difficult to come up with that one act that works and that succeeds and that you can win and follow through on. So I think a lot of it is people exploring different avenues, different approaches, sort of probing the beast that is the state, if you will, and finding weak spots and whatnot, chinks in the armor. But I think a lot of individuals that I talk to, I'm really trying to get them to focus on not just acting out of impulse, but acting out of forethought and in more strategic, tactical moves instead of just simply, I'm arrested. But at the same time, I also have to comment on the living free aspect of the civil disobedience acts that have been committed. And a lot of individuals that have been arrested have been just simply living free as free people, doing what they do without harming other people. And
like smoking a bowl in Central Square.
Exactly. Or free speech this.
That's not really living free, though. I mean, how many of these people smoked bowls in Central Square prior to that? I mean, this is going out there. This is civil disobedience. You're going out there.
It's how you would live free. If it's a nice day, it's nice to sit in the common and enjoy a joint.
Yeah, most people aren't going to do that. A beer in Central Square. Why?
That's what Heike
would do. Because they serve them all the way around the square? I mean...
Yeah, it's a pretty place. You're enjoying your day off. You want to relax. Same reason you relax at home with a beer. Same thing.
That's where people think you should relax.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Is that people have preconceived notions of what is and what is not appropriate.
Right. And my critique isn't that I think that the civil disobedience is bad. I'm saying that it has failed. And that, and at this point, you're starting not from zero. You're starting from negative whatever.
And wait a minute. You have to define how it has failed. Because if you look at different instances of it, there have been some successes, like unqualified successes. The 420 celebrations, I think, the best example. Now, to be fair, they are cracking down now in Central Square. But for a couple years there, it was like a completely demilitarized zone where anybody who wanted to could go and get, smoke pot in Central Square, and they wouldn't be messed with by the police. So I think there was some real.
But that's ground they can take immediately. I think that a bigger success is what has happened with cameras here. You can, at one point, you'd get all kinds of problems for recording cops.
It depends on how you look at it. Yes, you can record the police outside, but if you try to go into a courtroom, things have gotten worse in there.
That's
so
because
it all just depends.
You know, they're reacting, and I don't know whether or not over time you guys are going to have success in the courtrooms or not.
Well,
but it seems like a hill worth dying on.
The factor is numbers, and the reason why there hasn't been any long-term success is because there just aren't. There's not enough sustenance. There's not enough solidarity. There's not enough numbers of activists. And, you know, maybe that's not the way to, you know, ultimately, that's not the only path to freedom. I think that ultimately you've got to change the system somehow, because even if you've got people in Central Square smoking pot and they're being left alone, some 20-year-old kid is getting pulled over out on the highway.
Sure.
And getting his car shaken down, being taken to jail for having an ounce of weed on him. So it hasn't changed how they behave outside of a certain area. And ultimately, I think most of us would like other people to be free. It's not just about activists living free. It's about other people being free. And somehow the system is going to have to change, whether that's through non-cooperation, forcing them to stop handing out tickets. That's one thing. Or whether it's through working through the system in the political arena to sort of change the laws and see if that would somehow solve it, or cooperate, you know, sort of a cooperation between the both. I don't know what it's going to take, but something has to stop these police from going and aggressing against all peaceful people, not just the activists who get together.
Okay, so please address what I'm talking about. And what I'm talking about is that apparently a scientist studied, a couple of them studied civil disobedience movements. They found that they were far more effective than violent resistance.
How many people did, I'm just curious, I don't know, how many people did Gandhi have in his movement?
I bet he had hundreds. And hundreds.
Yeah. So we're not there yet.
Indeed. And so, so is your claim that you don't really care what the public here in Keene thinks as far as the civil disobedience comes?
It all depends.
Because what you want is for people to pick up and move, and then once they get here, you'll start at negative 50 or whatever it is, work your way back up to zero where they are ambivalent towards free staters and don't hate the very term, and then work your way up from there.
You're speaking in collectivist kind of
concepts. I am.
Wait a second.
I'm willing to work with Jason Osborne to go through SACL CAI. They have calling software, and I'm willing to call every home in the 357 prefix here, 603-357, which is Keene, and there are other prefixes, but you know, I know that one is in Keene, and we can give them a little survey where they can press 1 or 2 or 3 for I hate you, and we'll find out really what the people of Keene think. If you want scientific surveys, we can do it, but I think that you're going to find out.
Telephones. You'll find out with the people with landline telephones.
I knew this was going to be the concern.
Well,
right?
That's a legitimate concern, isn't it? Then you're talking about octogenarians, essentially. You're talking about people over the age of 65.
I have a landline telephone.
Right. Some people have them, but it's true, Mark. You know it's true that younger
people... You have a landline telephone.
Only because of business purposes. Younger people... And even people in their middle age are not interested in landline phones anymore. Same way that newspapers are dying, landline phones are dying off. People are picking up cell phones. Somebody in jail was telling me that their grandma doesn't have a landline anymore because the cell phone's more convenient.
I can't use SACL CAI to do it because they can't call cell phones.
It would be interesting, but
I'd be happy to call 20 numbers on Keene cell phones and give them a list of questions myself and ask them, because they couldn't do anything to me personally. And then would you be willing to take a 20? An end tab of 20, and then
I'm willing to look at whatever you give me, Mark. But that doesn't mean I don't think people should stop being disobedient, uncooperative, and living free.
Screw whatever the consequences are. Free Talk Live.
My mom gives me a glass of emergency kids every day before school. Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Do you want to become electrically independent? Then you need a power system that'll take power from the sun, the water, the wind, gas generators, DC welders, bicycle generators, whatever. You also need to start small and be able to grow your system. The SG-1 by Sound Wisdom is the excuse me, the only system that will enable you to do all these things. You can see it at freetalklivesolar.com. And even they're available for questions all the time. You need a lot of education before you get into the solar thing, and they can give it to you. It's freetalklivesolar.com. Let's go to Joshua calling from Oklahoma. Joshua?
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
I was interested by your discussion earlier about suing the city after you've done some sort of activity. And having been to court and discovered that it is a deliberately tortuous process designed to take your money and wear you down, I have a slightly different strategy. Still involves courts, but not necessarily lawsuits. Federal Code, Title 18, Section 461, if memory serves, makes it a felony to violate anyone's rights under the Constitution. And you can even get the death penalty for it. So if something is going on, there's some pending action against you, a shorter version of a lawsuit would be to go into federal court and ask for an injunction. This is still involves attorneys. There's still some money involved, but you file your papers, you have your hearing, you walk away, and you're done. It's win or lose. It doesn't have time to grind you down like a lawsuit does.
Well, it sounds like... Go ahead.
But just if you win, it results in an actual order from the federal judge saying, stop this activity right now.
Mm-hmm. So it's quite quick. You can file some paperwork or whatever, and then you get a hearing, and then it's over. It all happens at once rather than the long, drawn-out process that really just sucks one's soul.
Well, I was talking with any interaction in the court system is going to suck your soul, but it's really frustrating to deal with it. But I was talking with a lawyer who is a Free State Project participant. He moved here. And he's a good guy. Unfortunately, there just wasn't enough business from Free Staters with thousands and thousands of dollars to throw around to keep him employed just doing that kind of work. But he suggested, so he's still up, he's still in the area, but he's got a job doing something in the legal profession. So he doesn't really have time to actually be hired on as an attorney for people. But I still get to talk to him from time to time, see what he thinks. He suggested an injunction in the situation where the local courts have banned all electronic devices in clear violation of their own rules. It's open records requests and things like that, and they're violating their own laws. He said this is a clear case for an injunction. So the question is, okay, the injunction thing sounds good, and in fact, if you get an injunction, apparently you can actually get some cash, like as a settlement. Like, okay, so they threatened you with arrest, and you, JJ, if you went into the court, they threatened you and said they were going to arrest you if you went in the building with a camera.
That's correct.
Jason Talley was recently arrested in that building for going in with a camera. Derek was arrested in another court nearby for going in with a camera. So we've got all kinds of examples of them oppressing freedom of speech, the freedom of the press. And so maybe there would be a good case for an injunction, and maybe some of those folks could get some cash out of it. But as of right now, I don't exactly see lawyers chomping at the bit to jump in and file these lawsuits for us, because I don't know how to do it.
No, it will take some cash, but it would take far less cash than an actual lawsuit.
But shouldn't a lawyer who thinks it's a good case be willing to do it on spec, basically, on the idea that he's going to get his payout at the end if it's a successful case? I mean, don't we have attorneys who believe in freedom that much who will do that?
I don't know. I think that for one thing, as a commission salesperson, I'm going to go after the thing that's going to pay me the best. And if this isn't going to give you that big of a payout, then why would they go after this? They'd be rather chase a few ambulances or whatever.
Well, why don't you go sell for Glenn Beck then? Because you get paid better there.
I don't know that that's necessarily true. Plus, I get benefits of being on the air, Glenn.
All right.
Certainly couldn't do the show with Glenn.
But my point being, there are supposedly liberty-oriented attorneys out there. It sure would be nice if more of them would move to New Hampshire and help some of these guys out. Now, there is one guy who's, doing that to some extent, and I want to talk to him. I've been in jail for 2 months, so I haven't had the chance to really sit down with him and present him these options. But I think that anything that can work out, I favor it. I don't know how likely an injunction is, but I think it's something that should be tried. It never has been tried before. But it requires the people with the know-how to be willing to do that, because us, Joe Schmoes here, we don't really... I mean, I've been sued by the city now where they want a judge to decide whether or not they have to release information on an open records request. I'm trying to get the photos and the police report of the guy that set himself on fire out in front of a courthouse here in public, And they're saying, oh, well, we don't know if we can give those to you. We're going to have a court decide. And then they found in the favor of the city because I hadn't filed an appearance, which they said I had to file, but I don't know anything about filing an appearance. I don't recall getting the notice that I needed to file an appearance. So it's like, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you're just in over your head and you're completely lost. So where are the liberty-loving attorneys, and why aren't they moving to New Hampshire?
Well, it's a profession that was created to stand between you and your rights for money. So they're on the other side of your rights, and it takes money to cross that bridge. I mean, or you can go learn New Hampshire procedure, and you can go into state court, and you can get a writ of review where a superior court, you know, appellate or whatever, would say this court misbehaved and didn't do it right. And they have the authority, as far as, I mean, in most states, to simply set aside any judgments, stop any activities, move a case, change a case. Most states have a statute that says that the court is empowered to do anything necessary to achieve substantial justice. And the only time you get a substantial injustice is when the judge doesn't know about that or doesn't care, or, you know, for whatever reason, that one gets left aside. When someone creates an injustice by a technicality that seems to go in his favor, it's because the judge is ignoring that one general overriding responsibility. And if you go to a superior court for a writ of review, which is also a brief process like an injunction, it's like an injunction, only it only applies to courts. Okay? You can, again, have a shorter process. It isn't going to take the time and money to wear you down, but it will take some money.
Well,
and either you learn New Hampshire procedure or you hire somebody.
Yeah, we've been looking. A lot of activists here have been talking about doing the camera ban injunction or trying to apply the Glick decision through the federal court to apply to this court.
This is the one that said you can record bureaucrats.
That's right, and so there's some people looking at that right now as another tactic at their disposal, and I think all tactics ought to be tried at least once or twice to see how viable they are. I don't think removing tools from your tool bag is going to help you fix problems. So I think trying out these tactics, going into the court for injunctions, suing the city for cases that you've won or that you've defended yourself, even running for office, all these things are viable tactics here in Keene that I think haven't been employed in a way that can truly find out their real mettle.
Or anywhere across the state, really. I mean, there are a couple of suits pending, I think. In the case of, like, for instance, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com was arrested as he was leaving the scene of a hotel where he was asked to leave. And I believe there is a countersuit involved there against the city of Nashua.
I think countersuits are probably the way to get started, really, with making civil disobedience more effective here in New Hampshire. And I think that that's absolutely
good. So this is one of those things that needs to grow, and more people who are like the legal eagles, and thanks for the call, by the way, the more
Joshua,
people
thank you.
That are the legal eagle types, whether they're lawyers or not, just if you know your stuff, like he sounds like he knows a thing or two.
Yeah.
You know, come here, help people out. A lot of people are having trouble. They don't have the money to hire a lawyer. And if the lawyer doesn't, if you can't afford a lawyer, a lot of these guys aren't going to even bat an eye at you.
855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older. Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be. Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive. It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys. This will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone by 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Sickle toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And it's Ian.
And JJ.
What would you do if you found out that all the best liberty activists from around the world were be moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. And that's
well, we don't have them all yet, but we're working on it.
And that's part of the idea behind a lot of the civil disobedience that's been going on here in Keene, getting back to the discussion a couple of segments ago, is that a lot of what's happened here has generated a media sort of blitz that goes out and attracts those individuals like Ian who saw civil disobedience happen here in Keene and came here to move here. And I think there is something to be said for that. There is something to be said for pushing the agenda of the Free State Project.
Why did you end up in Keene?
I ended up in Keene because it was the media capital, the Liberty media capital of the world, and Russell and Kat inspired me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ian and Mark, of course, were here by then. And
so it's building. It really is building something.
It is, and there are a lot of people. In fact, with this recent, you know, you being in jail, of course. Individuals have expressed a much more stronger interest to move to Keene or just to New Hampshire in general. They've moved up their plans. They have, some individuals have just visited, have decided, I'm going to just take the chance and visit and see what it's like. And
sure,
they fall in love. That isn't very important because, as Ian said in his argument, is that the numbers aren't here yet. We need to get the numbers here.
Let's talk about the numbers.
Okay, go ahead.
We could.
Sure.
And I think this is important. Ian, how many liberty activists were in the Keene and the surrounding areas when we moved here?
Five.
I think there were more than that. Five, you know, seven, eight, nine, something.
Five to seven that came out to things.
Well, they were here.
I can count them on one hand for the most part.
I think that there were a few more. Plus, people would visit and stuff. But okay, you know, there were a few. And how many are there now?
Dozens.
Dozens.
Yep.
Really? How
In
many
the Keene
dozens?
Area? I would say at least 3 dozen, if not more. Maybe 50.
I think 40 to 50 is a good estimate.
Come out to events?
Oh, yeah. Over all the different events we have, sure.
All
yeah.
the different events.
Some
right.
events suit others more than,
right.
you
it's
know.
Not, it's not right for everybody.
Right. I mean, when you have your festivals and people come, they come from all over. There's no doubt. But I'm talking about with the civil disobedience.
No, I mean
aspect.
People that live in the area. Oh, just civil disobedience. Wait, are you talking about people who do civil disobedience?
It's people who come out to the civil disobedience stuff, not how many movers we have.
So people that support civil disobedience or people that
support
do
it in
it.
Real life in the sense that they do something about it. Do I support civil disobedience?
You said you do.
Okay. Well, I don't do it generally, mm-hmm. right?
How many people were out of the jail protests?
I would say the jail
when I was locked in there.
I think it was, what, 10?
Did they...
10, 12?
And by the way, that was set up by somebody who wasn't from Keene, who just came back, who was one of those sort of initial ones.
Yes.
And I would contend that your growth in civil disobedience hasn't been that large.
No, it hasn't.
And they, frankly, tend to come... create a ruckus and then leave is, you know, kind of what goes
some
on.
Well,
so there isn't as much learning, perhaps, as could be achieved.
Some have left, and some have just kind of quieted down and focused on other matters,
it also
it should be.
Yeah, it also seems like out of 5 people that move here, one of them is going to be civil disobedient and go out and get arrested for something and you know, push their luck. So that might factor in it, too.
No, but I agree with what Mark's saying here, is that there isn't a big growth in that particular area, nor is there a big growth in the area of political activism, either.
Well, they've got more than a dozen people in the statehouse.
In Keene. We're talking about in Keene, which
right.
is where we do this show.
I wouldn't come here for politics either.
And it is it's a growing movement nonetheless, but you're talking about a movement, at least around here, that is mostly young people. Who don't have what it takes to be, you know, to put it on the line to do civil disobedience. They're just trying to get the bills paid, let alone...
establish themselves
yeah.
during in this community.
Right, exactly. There's still people moving in. We still have more people moving in than moving out. And people leave the other areas too, Mark. I mean, people don't stay here. You know, some people leave Manchester and some people leave the Seacoast. Just we're not around those folks. We don't know what their stories are.
Let's go to Charlie, listening in Indianapolis, WXNT. Charlie? What's going
hey, Charlie?
On? What's on your mind?
Hey.
Well, you know, a couple things. First off, you know, I listen to you guys talk about civil disobedience a lot, and generally I agree with you. However, I think it's worth noting that there should be a caveat there. Simply disobeying the law for its own sake really accomplishes nothing, and I think that's what you guys are getting at. You know, when you talk about disobeying the law, make sure that it's, you know, you're going to put it on the line for a cause that's worth putting it on the line for.
What would be a cause like that for you?
A cause like that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's a good point. You know, to tell you the truth, I'm not especially incensed with the world as I see it. But, you know, a cause that's worth, that is worth putting my freedom and my economic security on the line for. I don't know.
I put you on the spot, and you know, that's a fair answer. To say you don't know is a fair answer, and I think a lot of people are in that position. They've never even considered this before. Like you said, your life is pretty comfy. You've got, you know, some nice things like television and movies and beer and sports and things like that.
Hold the phone. Yeah. Your life is pretty comfy as well. And to put all of that online simply for... You know, example, to bring a BlackBerry into a courtroom, you know, it just seems like you're waging a lot with a very, very small payout at the end.
Anytime you do civil disobedience, you're always putting something on the line. See, from the risk-averse perspective, doing nothing makes sense. I mean, if
you... That's why we have what we have.
Right. If you're averse to risk, and that is putting something on the line in order to possibly have something change in the future, then it doesn't make any sense to go ahead and do civil disobedience, because they could take your kids from you, they could put you in a cage, they could kill you, they could hurt you, they can do all manner of horrible things, because that's what they do, and everybody knows it at some level. That's why they pull over for the police, and that's why they pay their property taxes, and, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah, but you missed the point. You missed the point. My point is, you know, there were certain people who were civilly disobedient, and, you know, the big ones that come to mind, obviously, are Martin Luther King, we're talking about Gandhi, we're talking about Henry David Thoreau, and what these people were putting it on the line for was a big thing. I mean, Martin Luther King put it on the line to say, treat me like a human being, for God's sake.
Well, you don't think that filming courtrooms and having accountability in a free society is an important thing?
Well, I think when you put it that way, it's an important thing. However,
well, that's what it's all about.
That's what it comes down to with BlackBerry.
So, Charlie, how many trials have you been in?
How many trials have I been in?
Yeah.
Plenty, by the way. Your last caller was bashing attorneys, so that's actually what inspired
me. So you're an attorney?
Yeah.
Okay, so what level of video recording ability does the average person or attorney have to come into any courtroom where you've worked and actually record the proceedings?
Well, let me counter that with another question. To what extent does your average Joe have any business in your average civil court proceeding?
That's really where it's come down to, Charlie. You're right. The fact is they don't want us in courtrooms. And one really has to ask, do we have an open judiciary, or are we really running star chambers?
In Orlando, Florida, they would not allow those folks.
Charlie, the fact is that light is the best disinfectant, right? So if they can operate in the dark, then they can do what they want. Don't you agree?
Well, actually, to some extent. But again, I think that you guys are oversimplifying. I think that you're demagoguing.
No. You're talking about civil. No, you're talking about civil, but most of the cases that have been seen here in Keene are related to criminal matters. And I think every criminal matter, anytime the state pulls out its gun and points it at someone, there ought to be someone in the public filming that and holding them accountable single time.
Charlie, don't you think that a criminal proceeding should be public?
Before you guys gang up on me, let's understand one thing. Every appeal is published, and it is public. Every judicial opinion
not
that
the
goes
same,
to appeal,
it's not the same to read right. a court order
That's
as it
the
is
crap
to watch
they wrote
it.
Down afterwards.
Thank you, by the way, for the call, Charlie. I appreciate, you know, hearing from you, but he's clearly defending the system that he works for. And by the way, attorneys, while some of them I like very much personally, I think they're valuable in what they do, attorneys swear an oath to uphold the court rules. Attorneys are officers, sworn officers of the court. You learned this when you decided to become an attorney, you know, kind of an attorney
Power
for a day, for one of the people.
I wonder what people think when they hear this, where an attorney basically doesn't want court cases to be open to the public.
You can read the decision, Mark. That's
right.
Enough.
What we decided later, what we wrote down. 855-450-3733. If you think the courtrooms should be open and that this is crazy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free, SACL toll-free call in line here on Free Talk Live's live Thursday night edition with Mark
and Ian out of jail.
And JJ.
Free Talk Live, we talk about getting into gold and silver. I think it's a pretty good idea. There's been a correction in the market, and it's down a little, but I suspect it will be back up. If you think the same, you should go to gold.freetalklive.com. Look at all the options we have there for getting gold and silver into your hands, because frankly, that's the best way to have it. Not only is it an investment, but it's an investment that they can't track and take capital gains from you and all that other stuff. So there's an immediate benefit when you look at gold and silver as an investment. You can choose to give it to them, or you can choose not to, but it's up to you. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim?
Hello.
What's going on?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I just wanted to welcome Ian back.
Thanks.
Really,
I hope you had more
that.
Than that, though. Please say more than welcome back.
Well, that's important, too. But what I really wanted to comment on was your conversation about the value of civil disobedience. And I just wanted to add something small. I think any resistance has a positive value. And I think that we really lack that in this world, or just, you know, examples of people saying no to illegitimate authority. So every time somebody does that, you know, that's a win for us. And I want to tip my hat to those that also are illuminating those acts. The, you know, the Pete and Adamo and the Jason Talleys and the, you know, the Ridleys and the, you know, like you guys, the radio shows, because you know, if we don't know about these actions, they can't inspire anybody. And I really believe that courage is contagious.
And they do inspire, don't they? I mean,
absolutely.
It worked for me.
Absolutely. And, you know, you might be measuring your response, you know, locally in Keene and saying, well, we're, you know, trying to figure out how it's benefiting you locally. But you might not be aware of the influence that may extend around the world for who knows how long.
to some extent, obviously, to some extent I am, right? Because I'm in jail, and there's mailtojail.com, and it makes it possible for people around the world to easily send me mail, and I've gotten all kinds of pieces of mail. By the way, thank you, Jim. I recognize the voice, Jim Babb, from Pennsylvania. I keep him on the line, don't you? But I just want to thank him for sending
me. Say thank you. I'm going to get rid of the guy.
I didn't say thank you for the call. That's good. But, Jim, you sent me a piece of mail, and I appreciate it. And you're a man with a family. How many kids do you have?
Two.
Okay, two kids. Now, you're looking at moving to New Hampshire. I don't know what your status is on that. Where are you at with that process?
Well, we've looked at some wonderful properties this past summer, and we determined that we can get a much nicer property there than our house in Pennsylvania for basically the same value. So it's the hurdle of unloading a property and pulling up some tent stakes and doing it, but...
Which is one of the reasons why we see younger people tending to move sooner rather than later. People like JJ or myself, 20s and 30s, moving sooner. Many of them don't have homes. I did have to deal with this process, and it did take me several months to sell a house down in Florida after I had moved, and I did lose some money on that proposition, but I was willing to do
Everybody
that.
Lost money in real estate in the last few years.
No doubt about it. Now, Jim, I don't know if you – I know you're looking at the Keene area. Maybe you'll end up here. Maybe you won't. But if you were going to move to the Keene area, you would be bringing in your family with you, and inevitably people with families network with different people than people, single people in their 20s and 30s, for the most part, as far as the people that already live in the area, as far as the people you meet and the networking circles you walk in. And it's people like Jim and anybody else that moves here that's a nice person, an easygoing individual, somebody who can communicate the ideas of liberty. It's the people that are coming here that are going to make the difference in changing people's minds. All the anger that you're talking about, Mark, the stuff that's burning you out that you feel from some people in the community that are expressing it to you.
Yes.
And for you, you feel like it's a lot of people. I say that there's obviously people with different viewpoints, but I acknowledge that the angry people are out there. Anytime you rock the boat, people are going to be angry about it, and civil disobedience and non-cooperation rocks the boat unlike anything else. It gets a lot of press coverage, and so my point being that the more sensible people come in here that love liberty, that are going to go to church, and they're going to go to, networking functions and, join the Young Professionals Group or whatever, sewing club, whatever people do. That's where they're going to meet people, and eventually it's going to come out in conversation. Wait, you're a free stater? But you're not like the people that I heard rumors about. And it's just going to clash with their viewpoint. The truth
that happens
is
so
going to
often
clash with
here
the misinfo. What do you mean by that?
That happens so often. Individuals here who have, I'm not going to mention any names at the moment, but individuals who have moved here recently and gotten jobs and then have informed their coworkers or the people at their work that they're a free stater, they're like, oh my goodness, really? Or they don't even know about it.
They expect you to have horns.
Most of the individuals either don't know about free staters, or they've heard a couple of things, but they don't really
none of
pay
them have
any
been
attention.
Good.
And now this individual has a positive image of what a free stater is because of interacting with a lot of these new movers. And
I'm not sure I have that experience. One of the experiences I have, and Jim, you're welcome to jump in here. One of the experiences I've had, though, is that I participate in my Quaker meeting, which is essentially a church, and I am a volunteer at the fire department, and I feel a level of tension between me and separation between me and the community because they know that I'm a free stater and I've got some ideas that are different than theirs, and they're just not sure about it. So I don't know that that's entirely true.
I think
true.
It's entirely on the individual. Okay, I worked at this place here in Keene. It was high-tech manufacturing. It was definitely the upper crust of skilled mechanical jobs. And after I was done working there for a year and a half, 2 years, basically all of my coworkers were very friendly with me and just would bend over backward to help me out. And I was very open about being not only a free stater, but an anarchist, a rebel, a non-tax-paying individual, blah, blah, blah. And to this very day, I still have these individuals stopping and seeing me smoking out on the porch, and they'll stop their car in the intersection to say hi to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've made that kind of impression. And you're always an activist here in Keene. You come to Keene as an activist 24/7 is when you're holding that sign. So every interaction you have, whether it's with the person selling you cigarettes or someone at a drive-through, whatever it is, you're gonna present some sort of image that you ought to be conscious of.
So, Jim, as somebody who's on the outside looking in, I mean, what does all this present to you? Are you concerned about making the move? How do you feel going into all this?
Well, I mean, moving's a challenge, but I can't wait to make it happen, assuming we can.
Do you feel you're going to move into a poisoned well, so to speak?
No. I mean, for one thing, every time I go to New Hampshire, it's usually for something like Pork Fest, or we hang around for an extra week, and I talk to people around New Hampshire. They're like, well, what are you here for, Pork Fest? They're like, well, what's that? It's the Free State Project. Well, what's that? Most people that I've talked to in New Hampshire have no idea what it is. The one person I remember that did know about it was a real estate agent who was showing us some properties, and he's like, oh, yeah. I mean, I guess he sees the at least self-interest out of 20,000 people moving into the state looking for properties. So
there's one guy here who's a lawyer in town. I'm not going to name names, but he contacted me on Facebook, and he's a fairly prominent attorney. And he doesn't do criminal cases, though. And he's, he's a big fan. And so there are some people who, they kind of keep it on the down low. There's another guy that owns a local store that's also very popular who had nothing but good things to say to me about some of the things that, that we do here. And so,
of course, what would be the benefit to a businessman at a local store saying, hey, you guys are crappy and you're ruining the town? What would be his benefit?
Well, he could keep, he could not blow smoke. There's no necessity.
He could. No, there are places here that are known to not like Free Staters.
Sure.
And
we do not go there and do not spend our money.
Yes.
They have decided for themselves that they don't want Free Stater money.
It's more than just that one.
But there's plenty of places. I don't spend my money in this town. I choose not to spend my money because I don't want, those people don't like me. I'm not going to give them my money. That's for sure. So, in the case of, say a business owner who has claimed, and I think I know who you're talking about, and I think you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking you if he was looking out for his own self-interest. Maybe he wants your your tin pan buying dollar or whatever it is that he's selling.
I'm not that. I don't look at things that cynically.
Well, I'm sorry.
When it comes to meeting people, and I see where you're coming from.
Salespeople tend to want to create good relations with other folks because they know that happy people buy more stuff.
Sure, but on the other hand, if there was this big stigma attached completely, then that person might be worried about the stigma getting out. Oh my God, Free Staters are shopping at that store, and we can't have that. So let's boycott, etc. I think it's an exciting time. I think it's great that people like Jim and families are planning a move, and it takes time to get those roots pulled up and make the move out here. But the more people that get here. And I don't just mean Keene, I mean all across New Hampshire.
Yep.
The more people that get here, the more folks can be educated to what the truth about liberty is and what a Free State Project really means, and that it's not a group of, Satan worshipers or whatever the heck it is people think out there. Thank you, Jim, by the way. Appreciate you calling in tonight.
Forgot he was on there. 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, so I think there's still a little more to say on this.
Yeah, come to the Shire.
We'll certainly take your thoughts as well about anything.
855-450-FREE.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.